Things are setting up. Things are wrapping up quickly. Wrapping up quickly. Praise the name of the Lord. Looking forward to going home, aren't you?
Amen.
I said, I'm looking forward to going home. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. You love the Lord? You have your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of Psalms. The very last one. 150th Psalm. Read almost the full chapter, which is only 9 verses, but I want to read the first 6 verses. I was thinking concerning my message as we was worshiping and praising the Lord. Thinking about Chris and his Sunday school class talking about idols and putting things before God. I am so sincere and serious about this message today. And I hope that just a little bit, through the power of the Holy Ghost, that I can give that to you to where you can feel it. But I want to title the message today, Creating an Atmosphere. Creating an atmosphere to worship God, an atmosphere where others that come in, that may have been, this may be the first time they have come to the church, but there's an atmosphere that's already being portrayed, that's already being functioned, that's already happening. And I was thinking there's circumstances and times in our life to where we do not want people to get in our personal space. We want people to... Well, I think that's the way we do Jesus sometimes. We come to God's house and you sit by Brother Paul or you sit by Brother Larry or you sit by Sister Kelly or Sister Diane, but Lord, don't get too close because you may require too much and we don't want God to get too close to our personal space. But I'm here to tell you, if we create an atmosphere, we'll want God to be in our personal space. If we want an atmosphere, and hey, it's not confined just to the church house. We need to learn to create an atmosphere at home. If you learn to create an atmosphere of worship and an atmosphere of God at home, it won't be near as hard to create an atmosphere when you get to church. If you learn to create an atmosphere at work, it won't be near as hard to create an atmosphere at church or home. I realize and understand that I'm a little bit old-fashioned and old-fogey, and I'm cool with that. But when our boys was growing up, we didn't let them run like yard apes all over the yard and all over the house all the time. We created a space for them to learn. And we, at times, and I'm not being critical or smart-alecky, but at times, they had to learn to sit on the couch, be quiet, and be still. And you know what I found out? It wasn't near as hard to make them do that when they got to church. We created an atmosphere for them. We help them know how to act in church. When we create an atmosphere to worship God, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, I believe you can worship God at Walmart, wherever you may be. You can worship God wherever you're at. But when we create that atmosphere and we allow God to get into our personal space, somebody say personal space. We allow God to get in our personal space. It's not hard for that atmosphere to already be ready to worship God when we get to God's house. So with that being said, when you find Psalms 150, if you'll stand with me for the reading of God's Word. Psalms chapter 150, verse number 1 says, praise ye the Lord, praise God in the sanctuary, praise Him in the firmament of His power, praise Him in His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. As I read these passages of Scripture, let your minds go into what God is and who God is and what He has done for you. I guarantee you, if you allow God to come into your personal space and experience what He has done for you and who He is for you, you won't be able to be quiet or be still. David said, praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpets. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dance. And praise Him with the stringed instruments and the organs. Praise Him with the loud cymbal. And praise Him upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of God. Comparing the atmosphere to God's glory in His house and the atmosphere we need to create in the house of God for people to come, it is our responsibility to create that atmosphere as a child of God, because we already know who He is and what He has done for us. We need to question and ask ourselves, what brought in God's glory in the Old Testament and the New Testament? What created an atmosphere of praise? What was it that welcomed God's glory and made those that was around desire to be in that atmosphere? We create all kinds of atmospheres for different occasions. When a couple gets married, one of the first things they do is begin to decorate. They begin to set the mood. They begin to set the atmosphere for their particular theme, whatever it may be. It may be an outside setting and it's so elaborate and it's so sweet and it's so pretty and it's so cozy. Or it may be an indoor setting of some sort that is more formal-like and more of a traditional marriage. When a parent plans a birthday party for their child, they usually will have a theme for that. Anybody with me this morning? Stay with me. I'm going somewhere, okay? They create a theme for that. They set up a party-type mood. They set up a party-type mode. They set up an atmosphere. As they create that atmosphere, when the kids come, it may be a Barbie theme for the boys and a Mickey Mouse for the... it may be a Barbie theme for the girls and a Mickey Mouse theme for the boys. Circus, cowboys, princess-type atmosphere, and they get to dress up. All that kind of good stuff. It sets the atmosphere. When a corporation or a company wants to have a special event, they usually emphasize a particular theme, or they create an atmosphere around their particular sale, like a fall sale, a spring sale, a spring sale, or a luau, or a 4th of July sale, a Memorial Day or Labor Day sale. Companies like to create an atmosphere. So it sounds like that we all want to create atmospheres. A couple that's been married for a short time and perhaps even a long time, perhaps they create an atmosphere of romance. Some of you guys might want to try that sometime. Be amazed at what it might do for your marriage. Ladies, you missed a golden opportunity. Because of perhaps an anniversary, a special date, whatever, perhaps just a date night, but create a romantic evening for your spouse. Ladies might want to do it for their husbands, husbands might want to do it for their spouse. If each of you will do it, take times, you'll have a couple times a month at least that you can have a romantic evening. Isn't that special? Shouldn't it be? Whether it's on the beach, in your favorite restaurant, your home, a husband and wife. And let me reemphasize that again, since it kind of dropped over the edge of the pulpit. You might ought to try it sometime. You might be surprised what it'll do for your marriage. So with that all being said, if we create those kind of atmospheres for everybody and everything else, should we not create an atmosphere in worship? Should we not create an atmosphere for worship? All through the Bible, you will find when God is worshipped, there is an atmosphere that is set. Oh, if you only knew what I was thinking. I'm getting ready to tell you, okay? We sometimes, and I'm afraid too many times, we come to the house of God And we treat God, we treat Jesus like a casual friend instead of an intimate love. Can I emphasize that one more time? We so often treat God like He's just a casual friend instead of that, I'm going to go ahead and say it, instead of that intimate lover of our soul like He is. Do you understand what He did for you? Do you understand what He did? did for you. Sister Cletus mentioned in Sunday school class this morning, if our kids really loved us, if we really know that they loved us, they'll want to please us and they won't do anything that'll bring a tear to our eye. And so it is with us in Jesus Christ. He's done so much for us. Can we not create an atmosphere when we come to the house of God? Can we not turn off the TV and shut off everything else in the house and create an atmosphere where we can praise and worship God? The greatest experiences, church, that I've ever had is when I turned everything off in the house and I had nothing on but my favorite music toward God and praising Him. The greatest power and anointing of the Holy Ghost that can come is when I create an atmosphere. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I am so enthusiastic about this, and I'm so hungry to share this with you. There's an atmosphere that we need to create. We'll create an atmosphere for anything and everything else. We'll cause excitement to come because we're going on vacation or we're going to a ball game or whatever it may be. But when we come to the house of God, we're usually fussing and fighting because somebody got in last or somebody's not getting ready. You heard about the little boy that said his Sunday school teacher asked him, said, "Where's God live?" He said, "It lives in my bathroom." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Every Sunday morning, my daddy says, 'My God, are you still in there?'" We've already created an atmosphere. And usually it's a hostile atmosphere. Oh, church, if I could just help you to understand just a little bit of the mercy and the grace of God.